Uh-oh.
Fax is back, boys. Fax is back.
Been fixed.
Been fixed.
Lockie's fixed it.
I'm sort of looking forward to these. You know how I was a little bit against him? I'm seeing, I don't want to talk about this sort of stuff, but guess what?
You're on board.
Dear Jared, I don't know what's worse, knowing my husband secretly went to a seedy massage parlor or him creeping around trying to make it up to me. As soon as I discovered his filthy secret, our 25-year marriage was over. We are both 49 and have two adult sons. I always believed we had a strong marriage. My husband comes over as a good man with high morals who detests cheating. But one day I was sorting through the washing. I found a card in his trouser pocket from a massage parlor. Well known locally for masseuses who are just sex workers. I confronted him and denied it at first, but I wouldn't let it go, and he finally admitted having naked massages, you bastard. He says it was just once or twice, and he didn't have proper sex, so it isn't cheating, but I don't believe him. I insisted on putting the house up for sale because of financial pressures. Neither of us can afford to move out, so we couldn't do it. My husband keeps cooking me dinner, is keeping the house immaculate, and even leaving post-it notes with I love you around. All the things he knows I wanted before, but rather than soften me up, it just makes me angry and frustrated. Dear Jared, has this ever happened to you?
Oh, dear.
God.
What do you do?
Got to give him one more chance.
Got to give him one more chance.
Yeah, he didn't have proper sex. Zero porking, play on. Get some pork on your fork. He's done.
Ah, oh, there you go. Six to go. Play on, says referee Fletcher. 1300 01 1170. What do you think, dear Jared? NRL's free to play game Pick'em is back. Just pick the winning margin from four selected matches to win a share of the 100 grand weekly prize. Head to NRL.com/pick'em now. And the coal miner, who's nice and relaxed because he had to rush off to an appointment today, which was a gym session at 12 o'clock, followed by a 1 p.m. massage, and he's here. Shawnee, how are you, mate?
Yeah, I'm good. Yeah, give Jimmy Smith another chance, I say. We know, at least he's cooking dinner. I've seen him on the barbecues. I've seen those videos. He can cook a mean steak. So
yes.
Give Jimmy a second chance here, Jared.
What did John, was it John Lennon who sang that?
Give Jimmy a chance.
Yeah.
Give Jim a chance.
And now listen, you're getting married soon, so be careful. Don't leave anything in your trouser pockets.
No, not a big trouser man. So I think I'll be safe there. No, but I won't be making that mistake. Certainly not. Not a big massage man either.
Get a bit awkward.
Now we haven't got any pointers for you today, Sean. Brooksy's out there playing putt-putt golf, but let us know what you want to talk about.
Well, I thought the big theme of today was the big comeback of Lauren Jackson. So I thought in that sort of vein, let's focus in on a bit of women's sports, shall we? Probably don't give it as much love as what we do, or we should do, during my little segment. And given it's rep round, we're having a lot of footy to talk about. So I thought, well, we'll start with some footy, but it's women's State of Origin.
Yep.
And I'm going to get a tip off you, Shug, because you are the doyen of women's rugby league as far as Sportsbet and SEN is concerned. Now, no price changes since we spoke about it a couple of days ago. $1.80, New South Wales, Queensland women, even money. But we've got try scorers up on the board now. Teams are confirmed now. I went to the trading floor and I put my hand up. I don't know a great deal or enough about the women's game to give a tip, but I went to the trading floor. Davey Peng, he's the doyen on the trading floor as far as the women's rugby league is concerned. Had a lot of success in the NRLW, and he's putting up a couple of big price first try scorers. So take note of these. Millie Boyle, well-known name, $29. And his angle here is a lot of forwards have been scoring tries in the NRLW this year. He thinks it might just transfer over. That's on the New South Wales side of things. But for Queensland, $34, Destiny Brill plays lock, can score a try. But I think you might be angling the way of someone called Isabel Kelly. Is that true?
I'm an angler from way back. I tell you, just on Destiny
Brill. You are an angler.
Destiny Brill scored in the last Origin. She's very Brandon Smithy. So plays dummy half.
Gets out.
Lock just wants to find the try line. That's a great tip. Destiny Brill. Okay. But this Isabel Kelly, now we had the glitch yesterday. I thought this was glitchy. So I went on to do a multi with Isabel Kelly, Brian.
Yes.
And I'm thinking, oh, she's $1.80 to $2.10, that sort of area, you know, because she's a big game player. Left centre, so we know they like to pass right to left, both in the men and women's game, because that's, you know, the right-handers like to do that. She is $3.45 with Sportsbet. Her last grand final she scored, her last origin she scored, her last semi-final she scored. She's a big game player. She's hit that crow.
Yeah, I'm happy with it.
And hit that crow hard. $3.45. That, my friends, is an outstanding bet.
Okay, I'm on.
So what is
Joel
that?
Joel Kane and left centres. I reckon you could put me out at left centre in this game and you'd still back in sugar.
I would.
You are in love with him.
Yeah, I am, mate. Absolutely. So there you go. Isabel Kelly is a great bet. So that says she's about a 1 in 3 chance of scoring, doesn't it, Shawnee?
That's right.
She's nowhere near that. She's 50% plus of scoring.
Oh.
Yeah.
There you go. Cue the crow.
Surges has got the big personality, and to give you an idea, she's a right centre and she's paying $3. She is not a better bet than Isabel Kelly.
What about Tamika?
Tamika Upton, she's a very good player, Tamika Upton.
She scores in these sort of
environments. Yeah, she does.
$2.70.
Yeah. Oh, that's a good bet too.
Yeah. It's been found. Yeah.
Okay, I'm on.
Yep. Okay, put it this way. You back Tamika Upton and you back Isabel Kelly. You just one of them scores. You might get both of them over the line.
Yep.
There you go. Anyway, Shawnee, what else we got?
Now, we need to go back to the tapes. You had Paige Hadley on yesterday, I believe it was. But I missed her tip. Was she tipping the Giants to win the...
Fever. In the morning.
She was tipping the Fever.
Fever all through the night. Game.
And what about in the game? So we've got... I think the Fever might already be in the big dance. And we've got the Vixens playing the Giants this weekend. Did she have a tip in that one?
Giants.
Giants. All right. I swear she tipped someone by 5 or more goals, and that pricked my little ears because the Giants are outsiders here. $2.50 in our head-to-head market. Melbourne Vixens $1.52. The line is Melbourne -3.5. Now, Paige saying Giants winning by 5. That looks like a bet to me. $2.50 head-to-head and +3.5. Like the look of that.
100%. You just talked me into that. Yes, looking forward to that. Anything else, Shawnee?
Yeah, we're going to the women's golf now, boys. We're going all around the world here. The women's PGA starts tomorrow night. Now, we want to get around Minjee Lee. Now, she's the Aussie, won the US Open about 2 or 3 weeks ago, maybe. She's $13 here in this one. Oh. So I'm going to have a little bit of that as well. Looks a wide open field, but obviously in some cracking form, can hit a golf ball. I wish I had half her swing.
I'm backing her. I'm going to do exactly what you said. I'm going to do it. You know what I'm going to do, just for a bit of interest? I'm going to do a little cheeky, Minju Lee to win at $13, all up Isaiah Yeo to get man of the match.
You love the Yeo, don't you?
Yeah, love the Yeo. So I'm going to do that. I think with Appy there, I think he's going to fly. What else you got, Shawnee boy?
Quick look at the internationals. Big Saturday. Now, I've tossed and turned on this one. Speaking of Yeos, I've been a bit of a yo-yo on this price. I was with Tonga early, then I was against them when I saw the New Zealand Kiwis, the way they named their squad. I've just had a look at Tonga again. I do still think they're a bet. They're $4 head-to-head, +10.5 is the line. I think I'm going to have a little bit of something on Tonga on Saturday afternoon. Looks a very, very good side. As I said the other day, probably easily the best team that I've seen them name in my time anyway.
The spine doesn't bother you, Sean?
No, well, I mean, look, there's a few guys playing out of position, but there's still some decent names. Like, I can't wait to see Cooler at fullback. It's clear how they're going to play. You've got Tony Staggs playing 5'8". It's going to be a big running power game, I think. Amone there from the Dragons. But somehow Olakuwatu is on the bench. I'm not really sure about that. But there's some big, big boys in their pack. And I think they can more than match it with the Kiwis. Probably the one concern is probably where you were going with the spine is Havili playing dummy half. Probably not the best, but I think young Sonny Luke might get a look in there as well.
No, loving it, absolutely loving it. Minji Lee, I've taken the price, I'll be backing her, and dreams are free, you never know.
Hey, Shawnee, I won't be, are you done, by the way? You got any more? You want to talk
No,
about?
I'm done.
Okay,
no,
you can you go back to your, to the Irishman, and ask him what he thinks about Randwick Race 3 on Saturday? There's a horse called Conrad going around.
Race 3. Yep.
Number 8. Conrad is back. He hasn't raced since that diabolical when he ran into the fence at Four Pines.
Diabolical.
Four Pillars. Diabolical. So I just wanted to do a bit of research. They've put him up as favourite at the moment. I don't know whether that is correct. So
I've just I'm just having a look at the market now. Yeah, $5.50 Conrad favourite. So it tells you it's obviously a wide open race. Let me do Let me go. I'll go to both Mad Irishmen, the maddest of all, AMAC. I'll also go to Dodd, yep. the vlog lover, and I'll see what he's got for us, and I'll report back tomorrow. How does that sound?
Okay. I won't be here, but I'll listen. Make sure, because I always listen when you're on.
Mm. Obviously. Beautiful.
I don't like the 2.5 hours before, but the last half an hour is the best part of the show.
It is.
I think.
It certainly is.
And have you got a nomination for my doctor team?
No, I've missed this. What's the, just any form of doctor?
So like they're doctor all of, like TV doctors or celebrity doctors.
Well, he was
doctors.
A Dr. Goldenhand, so he missed all
you
of this.
You missed all
then.
That. Yeah, you're a... look, we'll put it that way. Dr. Pimple Popper is in the 6, Dr. Phil's at 7, Dr. Fraser Crane is at 8, along those lines.
Yeah.
Dr. Pepper.
Dr. Carl Kennedy, surely he's in there.
Dr. Carl Kennedy, where would you like him to slot into?
Feels...
Besides the neighbour.
I'm leaving that one
He's
alone.
A dirtbag, isn't he?
Feels like a bit of...
Any dirtbag,
yeah,
Dr. Carl?
Dirtbag. Yeah, big dirtbag.
He's your DB from way back.
Did he ever have a run?
Maybe in lock.
Now, correct me if I'm wrong. Did he ever have a run? I'm pretty sure he had a run with Mrs. Mangle.
Oh.
No,
I think he was tuning her down the diner.
Did he? Tangled with the Mangle. Righty-o. Shorty, where to go, mate? Great to chat.
This is Mangaloa.
All right, boys. My pleasure. We'll chat soon.